Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Idiot Sandwich. This week's sandwich is it's a sandwich, something that you probably remember from the good old days. Something that reminds you of puts you in the Christmas spirit, you know? Something that really just captures the color scheme of Christmas. That's right. It's a spinach and ketchup sandwich. Welcome to Idiot Sandwich.
Well, I've got a beaded curtain when it's still, it looks like Jesus. Not much of a believer, but I dig the way it looks. So don't you try to tell me about souls and second comings, the first of which of mine is filthy from all the time it took to make my own religion, crashing in my best friend's living room.
Of that sandwich.
Yeah, I don't like it either, but it's the right colors.
Sure, yeah, but like, it's a
doesn't
spinach.
That make it more holiday themed than any other food?
I think a BLT is more holiday themed than the sandwich you just described.
No,
because it has
people
the
eat
red
BLTs
from the...
all year round.
I know.
Do people
but...
eat spinach and ketchup sandwiches all year round? Don't think so.
No, I don't think they eat it ever.
Yeah, they only eat it at Christmas because it's red and green.
Red and green.
Yep.
I don't know, man. Like.
That's all that holiday food is about. It's just what color it is, I think.
I was kind of like trying to find the best sandwich in Murray.
Uh huh.
Like, it's not like a quest that I actively like venture out on super frequently, but like notably, the places that stick out in my mind for like a really good sandwich is not the sandwich place. Like, there's a place in Murray called Victor Sandwiches, which is okay. It's okay sandwiches.
Yeah, I haven't been there. I've heard they're pretty good, but...
Yeah, they're not the best.
Oh.
Like, I like being able to know that, like, my favorite place for sandwiches is currently Rudy's out on the square. Yeah. It's really one of my favorite sit-down restaurants in, like, all of America. It's a little diner.
I haven't been there either.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten something different every time I've gone there, and so far, out of everything I've gotten, the Philly cheesesteak sandwich has been the best thing.
I love a good Philly cheesesteak.
Dude, it's so... I mean, their breakfast is all day, and it's fantastic, but, like... I think the first ever visit that I went there got that. It was just like, oh, what a great first impression of this restaurant.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You know who else got a good Philly cheesesteak?
Who?
Lucky's.
Lucky's, really? I haven't had Lucky's.
Philly
cheesesteak.
Yeah, they got a good Philly cheesesteak. I feel like I had another good Philly. Oh, it was a place in Evansville. Yeah. Had a really good Philly
I don't know a lot of the sandwich places in Evansville. Like, I just like Rudy's. Penn Station's fast food, but it's still, like, their sandwiches are pretty legit. I enjoy them a lot.
It's fan food.
It's fan food. Is that really what Penn Station's motto is?
No, it's Dairy Queen.
Oh.
Dairy Queen.
Yeah. We don't have a Dairy Queen. Well, we do. We just have, like, an exclusive ice cream Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
We got the Royale I was about to say the Royale McFlurries. Do you know what you can get at Dairy Queen? A McFlurry.
Yeah, it's a good thing they're not, though, because then the machine would always be broken.
Yeah. It's a Royale Blizzard. That's what it is, because it's got that fudge epicenter.
Do they call it an epicenter?
I call it the epicenter.
That's too dramatic.
Hey, I like my blizzards like I like my family. Dramatic.
Ah, yeah.
It's great because my family is not dramatic, and blizzards are also not dramatic.
But if they had an epicenter, they would be.
If they had an epicenter, they would be. Like the epicenter of an explosion.
Mm-hmm. Or the epicenter of an earthquake.
Yeah, is that just referring to like the center where all everything's being generated, or is it like the aftermath center area where everything happened? I'm gonna Google what an epicenter.
Say that again.
Like it, when you say something is the epicenter, are you saying that is the true center of a thing?
Yeah, that's where the earthquake came from.
Epicenter, the point on the Earth's surface vertically above the focus of an earthquake. Oh, cool.
Yeah, so if it's right where your royal blizzard is sitting, then yeah, it is the epicenter.
It is the epicenter.
Yeah, the royal blizzards cause earthquake. Quick, call the press. There's too much heavy fudge in the middle. It made the earth shake when I dropped
fudge?
It. Yeah, heavy.
Heavy fudge.
It's really heavy, and it was so heavy that I dropped it and caused the epicenter to be an earthquake.
Oh, man. Could you imagine if Dairy Queen was responsible for an earthquake?
Yeah.
How thick was your blizzard?
Dude. It was at the Epicenter.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Epicenter with three C's.
Ooh.
It's pretty thick.
I love that joke. I had a thought and I just immediately lost it relating to like Epicenter and like dropping heavy fudge. That was the thing that got me. Heavy fudge.
Yeah.
Because now to descriptor you often hear paired with fudge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Normally it's hot fudge. That's the one adjective that I hear paired with it is like hot fudge.
Yeah.
But heavy fudge. That you know, sounds like an album.
The idea of putting hot fudge on ice cream, like whose idea was that? Because it wasn't a good idea on paper. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. It's like cold.
This melts whenever you put hot stuff on it. Let's put hot stuff all over it and then eat it, you pig.
I like even better the person that invented Magic Shell. Just the chocolate syrup that immediately freezes over the ice cream. It's like, look, what if we gave your ice cream bark?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
I like Magic Shell.
Yeah, I like it
and
too.
I love hot fudge. But it's just these ideas of just like, what if we put a protective coating around
the ice cream? What if we made ice cream the most fun treat in the world even more fun?
Making it more difficult to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's melt it really fast or put a shell around it. Which is just like the idea of any topping in general. It's like, what if we put tiny pellets?
Yeah.
Of all different colors.
Yeah.
Atop the ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah, sprinkles don't taste like anything.
Ice cream's so good that it has its own subsection in desserts, a la mode.
That means ice cream?
It means like...
With
ice cream on top. I don't know what a la mode translates to because I'm pretty sure it's French.
It sounds French.
I just know that whenever you say something a la mode, it comes with a dollop of ice cream atop it. So I want to go to a restaurant and order random things a la mode.
Yeah. I
would like the steak medium rare, please, a la mode.
And they go, what? Yeah.
A la mode. Vanilla will do fine.
Yeah.
He ordered it. We got to do it.
Put the ice cream scoop on there.
Look, I see a la mode in the dessert section. I would like my steak a la mode.
Dude. Honestly, like, the amount of things that I just do whenever people ask me to at work is, like, quite a bit. So do you think you could just go to a steakhouse and be like, put a scoop of ice cream on my steak?
No, because that's obscure enough that it would, like, make somebody... It would make, like, a waiter or any kind of server be like, what?
Yeah, but I know. But I would know exactly how to, like, put that into the system. Like, just charge them for a scoop of ice cream, which you can do.
I mean, it's the same.
And charge them for the steak, which you can do.
It's the
same. And then just put the ice cream on top of the steak when you give it to them.
Yeah, I know. It's the same at Panera. Like, I could also ring someone up for anything. The other day, I rang up somebody to get, like, a bear claw with basil mayo.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it was, you can just do that.
Yeah, you can put an espresso shot in anything.
But if somebody said, I would like a bear claw with basil mayo, I would immediately be like, what?
You're a freak.
You're fucking weird, man.
But anyway, so yeah, what else can we get a la mode, Pat? Spaghetti.
How would a sandwich work a la mode? Would the ice cream come on top of the sandwich or inside of the sandwich?
I don't think I'd want to eat a sandwich a la mode. Oh, you're wondering if it would... I mean, I think it would have to go on top.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
What is the meaning of a la mode?
So... Pat, you're looking something up right now.
I am. I Googled a la mode because I was trying to figure out what it is.
Yeah. You're going to ruin this bit by Googling this, though, you know? Because what if it doesn't mean what we think it means?
It does mean what we think it means.
Ice cream on top?
It means served with ice cream.
Oh, cool. All right, so...
It also means fashionable or in the current style or fashion. So that's...
I think putting ice cream on a sandwich... I think putting ice cream on a sandwich is definitely fashionable.
Yeah. And also...
Call me crazy.
And also, it makes the debate a lot easier about where the ice cream would be. It'd be inside the sandwich. Because a la mode does not necessarily mean on top.
Yeah.
It means with.
Yeah, true. So it'd be on
or alongside. So I would request a la mode and then specify in the sandwich, please.
Yeah. I was thinking spaghetti a la mode.
Ooh, spaghetti a la mode. So instead of meatballs, ice cream?
Yeah, spaghetti balls.
Or the same ingredients for, like, those meatballs. So, like, you know, pork, beef, and veal ice cream. What Ben and Jerry flavor is that?
I don't even want to think about that. That does not sound good.
No, of course it doesn't sound. The point is not for it to sound good. It's to see how intriguing the idea of putting ice cream on top of a thing.
Yeah, but making a meat flavored ice cream is a no, man. Putting ice cream on top of spaghetti could be a yes.
No, I think that's equally as unlikely.
I think that ice cream on spaghetti is less off-putting than meat-flavored ice cream.
Okay, so that may have merit to it. What I'm saying is I don't think that, like...
Oh, you don't think either one's going to work?
I don't think either one's going to work.
Oh, I mean, I can behind you on that.
Yeah. So, okay, so in the scenario that we're describing, though, would you rather... I know what your answer is, but I guess the question is, like, would you rather eat, like... God, it's so fucking gross. Would you rather eat, like, spaghetti with, like, spaghetti sauce... Mm-hmm. Parmesan cheese, and then in place of the meatballs, it's dollops of ice cream. It's dollops of
vanilla. Oh, so you're saying put meat ice cream on the spaghetti.
I think that'd be too... No, I'm keeping them mutually exclusive. So, like, the spaghetti has the ice cream on the top, and then the ice cream over here on its own that you could just have.
The Ben & Jerry's flavor.
The Ben & Jerry's flavor has meatball in it.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you just put the meatball ice cream on the spaghetti? That just seems like the most logical answer.
I'm trying to figure out which one sounds worse. Well, and I know your answer is
here's the spaghetti. Thing, here's the thing, Pat. I just think we're getting a little bit away from the concept, which is the Ben & Jerry's flavor, not a la mode.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Yeah, the Ben & Jerry's flavor is not a la mode.
So
I just
we don't even need to talk about
that. I'm going to come back and talk about it anyway.
We don't even need to mention that.
It's going
to
come back up later.
So... The one with ice cream on it.
Spaghetti a la mode. Yeah. I don't think we need to go too far. I wonder what lasagna a la mode would look like.
Lasagna?
I think a dessert lasagna is a thing, for probably. Sure.
I mean, why not?
But what about not a dessert lasagna?
What about lasagna a la mode?
Lasagna a la mode. What,
I mean,
do you replace the ricotta cheese with just vanilla ice cream?
No, stop doing what you're doing. Just put a scoop of ice cream on top of it and call it a day, man.
But I want the ice cream to be part of it. So, like, you have
no,
to, like,
that wouldn't even work with lasagna. You know how long you had to bake lasagna? You will have milk in your lasagna.
No, because it would essentially just...
No.
No. Brent, hear me out. You would just make a braised
Listen,
in milk
I want,
lasagna.
I want it to be known that I would not like to hear you out, but I will.
Yeah. It would melt, right? And so you'd have a shit ton of melted ice cream coating the lasagna. You'd make an ice cream braised lasagna.
Pat, this dish would be a disaster.
Oh, we're not talking about whether these would be successful or not. We're talking about whether this would be an interesting thing to see. And I think
seeing
lasagna.
I want to say that you're saying with a lot of conviction what we are talking about, and I don't think you should be, because I don't think we really know exactly what the concept is of what we're talking about.
And yet we were
other than that, it's a la mode, which means served with ice cream. That's literally all of the specifications we have made about this bit.
Cool. I'm just saying that when I made my point about a lasagna made with ice cream and other products that normally go in it, we did not need to go into how to cook a lasagna.
Yeah, but, okay, so I'm feeling like a la mode means served with ice cream. While I don't think if you cooked the ice cream in the lasagna, it would technically not now be served with ice cream, but I just don't feel like that's how you would describe it. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying...
Because that would be like saying, this is lasagna with tomato sauce. Served with tomato sauce. Well, duh, it's lasagna.
Yeah.
It's got tomatoes. Like... You don't list the ingredients of the dish, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't think if you baked the ice cream in there, it would be a la mode. I think you just got to serve it with it, you know? It's like lasagna, ice cream. This is ice cream lasagna, you know what I mean? It's two separate things, but they're together.
My main point whenever I started this, by the way, was just how neat would it look to see a lasagna with ice cream in it. Just want everyone to know that. That was my point, and it turned into, how is Pat's opinion wrong?
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my hair is now down significantly over my ears.
Oh, God, dude.
I don't know how to take, like, I just haven't had my hair over my ears in, like, it's really been years since that has been the case.
It's been years.
It's been years since my hair has... been over my ears.
I think there
and, like,
was...
now it can actually, like, get inside of my ears, and I'm just, like, not really about that, but I have to be okay with it because I'm, like, trying to grow my hair out, you know?
There was a good portion of time while my younger sister, Sydney, was, like she had been born, my hair was, like, really, really long, and it covered my ears. So I was just, what I was thinking about, like, a couple of days ago was, how long did Sydney's baby mind in her developing state of, like, the learning time in her baby age.
Yeah, sure. That made a ton of sense.
It didn't make any. But how, like, for how long did that kid, that child, baby, think that I didn't have ears?
Could be a while.
Because everyone else around her, like, was, like, my mom, she probably thought that she didn't have ears. But my mom's hair would often get pulled back, so it'd be clear, but I'd never pull my hair back.
Well, I will say this. There was a guy that, I think it was, like, my sister's first, like, real boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And there was a little kid, and so this guy had, like, he had, like, super emo scene hair, and it was sweeped, like, way over his eye, right? So, like, you definitely could never see one of his eyes.
Okay? Yeah.
And there was a little kid in our family who went up to him one time and was like, dude, why do you only have one eye? Like, legitimately thought he only had one eye. Like, he was confused where his other eye was.
Jesus.
So I would say there's a good likelihood that Sydney thought that you didn't have ears for a long time.
Gosh, how funny is that?
I know. Kids are just something else.
Amazing.
Look at him. Don't know how to process the world around them. Think people with long hair just don't have ears?
I think that's how babies think. Dude, I have honestly not grown my hair out to that length ever since that moment.
Yeah.
I hated having really, really long hair. It was down to my neck at one point.
Yeah.
Like, and I was not about that. Like, when I mean down to my neck, I mean it was down past my neck. It was, like, at the base of my neck.
Yeah.
I hate now when the back of my hair starts growing out into a mullet or, like, almost a rat tail.
Yeah.
I hate that. So much.
Yep. Well, I'm doing pretty good. I don't know. I mean, like, my hair looks terrible all the time, except when I have a hat on. I mean, it looks pretty bad if I'm not wearing a hat. But anyway.
So does my hair, but my head's also too big for hats, and it looks weird.
I need to maybe get an actual haircut soon, and it can make it look okay. But anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about. I do have a bit in my notes, and then I have a bit in my notes that I don't remember. So
here we go, playing this game.
Well, we're just gonna talk about the thing that I do remember.
Got it.
And that is, hear me out, Pat.
I'm here. Oh boy.
So I don't know if you ever heard of this. There's a thing called a live nativity scene.
Mm.
And it's like a lot of people do it around Christmas time for fundraisers and stuff. You know, people are doing all kinds of fundraisers around Christmas time, trying to spread out a little Christmas cheer. Help people out who are a little less fortunate. Need some help. So they're putting on a live nativity scene, which basically just means they have people, probably from a church, dressed up as the nativity scene characters. And I haven't actually been to one. Someone was just telling me about it. They like kind of act them out. But I heard about this one in Paducah, mm-hmm. not that long ago, that had live animals at it. And there were camels there, which apparently was sort of the reason a lot of people went, was because it had camels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they got the camels, you know?
Camel time.
So they got the camels, and they are at the thing, and they have the camels. And one of the people I was talking to said that their kid asked, like, hey, you know, why can't I pet the animals? Because there were, like, sheep, too, and goats, and, you know, all the...
sheep, too!
All the animals.
The tone you said that with immediately.
All the animals that there are were there, you know?
They were there.
And...
waiting.
Yeah. So the kids wanted to pet them, but it wasn't a petting zoo. It was a live nativity scene.
Oh!
Now, Pat, what do you think about a petting nativity scene?
So what I'm hearing there is my mind immediately goes to an interactive birth of Jesus Christ.
I mean, don't you want to stroke the face of the Son of God?
My only request is that you reenact the birth every single time as realistically as possible. I want a pregnant woman actually giving birth to a baby in this interactive.
I know you're doing a thing, you're doing a bit, but you don't want that.
I do, though.
Have you ever seen a woman give birth?
I also know this isn't going to be real.
No.
So it doesn't bother.
No. I need to know if you want to invest.
Okay, what was the question?
Because now all the kids can pet the animals and the people.
And the people.
What do you think?
I mean, I was on board whenever you pitched me the idea. Like, legitimately, I just had one small caveat.
And it was...
I want a pregnant woman giving birth whenever this is done.
Every time?
Well, it's
they usually
it's an interactive nativity scene.
They usually use a real baby, too. I don't think you're allowed to just make a baby cry that much. I don't know the laws on, like, abusing children all that well, but I'm pretty sure, like, making them cry consistently for the sake of pretending like they are being born as baby Jesus over and over again, that might fall under, that might hit some red flags with the CPS, you know?
I'm just saying.
I don't know that.
Look. What the fuck just left my head?
I don't know.
Oh my God. What were we talking about?
Right out of there.
The interactive nativity scene. I'm not saying you use the same baby every year.
You couldn't. Well, it wouldn't be a young baby anymore.
A young baby.
Yeah, it's got to be a young baby.
A ripe baby.
No, not a ripe baby.
A raw baby.
Yeah, a green baby. For using the plant metaphor.
Yep.
Fruit one.
But I'm just saying that, like, if it's, I'm saying we do the nativity scene once a year around Christmas. It's an exclusive event.
Yeah.
And we get a pregnant woman to give birth.
Oh, you want a real pregnant woman?
Yeah.
Oh. Man, you really turned this idea on its head, man. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Why not? That seems like the easiest thing we could do. How many people out there would definitely be like, I want to give my birth just like Jesus?
How could you schedule that, though, you know?
I don't know. You schedule it, like, for when they're giving labor. Oh, I hear what you're saying. That would be impossible.
It could be tough.
We would have to induce pregnancy.
It would have to be, like, the woman would have to make it to her due date. And that is also the day that you schedule the thing. But I get, like, I don't know that much about how giving birth works on the day of, you know? I don't know that much about it. But, like, whenever you make it to your due date, right?
Yeah.
And you don't give birth before then, they, like, make it happen.
Yeah.
They induce the baby.
Yeah. Here's another idea.
Right?
Maybe we don't.
That, I mean, that's what they do, right? Because I'm going somewhere with this.
What'd you say?
So they induce the labor.
They induce labor.
If they make it to the due date, right? That's sort of how, I guess that's what happens.
I think so. Someone correct me. Allison is going to correct me.
Don't correct us. Don't correct us.
Allison.
Don't tell me if I'm wrong. I don't want to know.
I won't tell Brent. Allison, I really need you to tell me
here's the thing.
I know you know.
Here's the thing is that I...
My mom's a nurse. I should know this.
I know. Well, that's the thing. Like, everyone friggin' knows this. I just don't. And honestly, like, it's fine. I think we're close enough. So, we're close enough. They induce the labor. So, they're planning... Okay, so here's the first thing. Here's the first roadblock we gotta get over.
Yes.
Okay, no.
Here's
the first roadblock.
Okay,
even
here's
before the first roadblock, this is like prelim roadblock. You have to find a woman who's willing... to give birth for the sake of a fundraiser at Christmas time. It's not already stressful enough that she's having a freaking baby at Christmas time.
Yep.
No issues there. But she also has to do it in a barn, I guess, not a hospital.
Yeah, I believe it was a stable.
Okay. So here's the big issue that I'm seeing here, Pat. This is the roadblock, okay? Do you think that they can induce labor without a doctor?
I don't think they should. I think somebody definitely
so
can.
So do you see an issue with the doctor being there and sort of pulling you out of the like breaking the fourth wall?
So possibly, but let me hit you with this. What is a quality you would say doctors have?
They're really smart.
They're wise.
Oh my God.
That's right. You know what I'm going with this. We disguise them as the owl that was perched in the rafters. And they descend in a wire thing, and it looks like they're a bird fluttering. And it's actually just the doctor yanking you out of your mom's caves.
Pat, I just feel like you missed one big opportunity there.
Which thing? The camel?
No, not the camel. The fact that you said they were wise.
Like the owl.
Like the owl. Yeah. Just like in the nativity story, the wise person is the owl. But here's the issue with that, Pat. Here's how I think you could have done better. Wise owls were not the ones who birthed children back then. It was the midwives.
Oh,
yeah.
The midwives.
Yeah.
Get it? Because he's an MD, because he's a doctor, and he's wise, and he's birthing a child, a midwife, a midwife.
And he's also a bird.
I'm hoping that some of these jokes will make my mom laugh. Literally any amount of them. They're all medical related, and I've definitely, I need her or...
I think this could be the stupidest we've ever sounded on this
podcast. Yeah, I need her or Allison, because Allison knows like enough about medical stuff, and for some reason baby stuff keeps coming up. And so I was just like, I don't know anything, and you know so much about these. Why? And she's like, ah.
Yeah, and anyway, so that's the first problem. Here's the second problem.
It could just be Braxton Hicks. We have no idea if, like, the baby is actually coming out that time, or if it's just, you know.
Yeah, sometimes labor takes a long time, man. Yeah. So anyway, I think we're ready to move past the live nativity scene. It gotcha. Really got out of hand. It got away from where I wanted to be with it, for sure.
Yeah.
So you want to tackle this other thing in my notes, Pat?
Yes.
We're doing the bit that we like to call, what the heck did Brent mean when he wrote that thing in his notes?
Yep.
What do you think about that title, Pat?
I'm still
working out the kinks.
Well, we don't have writers, so we can't exactly, like, clean it up right now.
Yeah, we need to hire some writers.
Yeah. Let us know if you know any self-respecting good comedy writer that will work for nothing. Except for clout.
Wait,
did you say
self-respecting and work for nothing?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, okay. Anyway. So, yeah, this is a bit that... is because a lot of times I write like two words down in my notes and I'm like, oh, I'll remember what that idea meant. And then I don't. So
why do you think that is?
This time on this edition of what did Brent mean by that thing you wrote in his notes is, I wrote two words.
Mm-hmm.
The initials are RS. What do you think those mean, Pat?
Rude's toy.
Rude's toy.
Yeah. I was going to say rude boy, but then you said S, and I wanted to commit to the answer, but I also wanted to follow the rules.
Okay, cool. That's not correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
It is rocket stuff.
Rocket stuff?
Yeah, rocket stuff.
Pat, I legit never would have guessed that.
What do you suppose I meant by that?
Rocket stuff. We haven't talked about rockets, like, at all.
I mean, we talked about space.
But
here's the thing. Obviously, we haven't talked about it because I wrote it in my notes. I was like, this is a new bit. Like, we can talk about this thing. Yeah. And I had some funny idea, probably.
My thing is, I just can't think of, like, in the past, since we recorded last, when the note was
made. Oh, no. It was made before, like, probably 3 weeks ago. I just forgot it was in there.
So is it, like, a hard guess?
That's what I'm saying is that, like, maybe 2 weeks, but I just didn't know it was... I forgot it was there last week.
We didn't watch a whole lot of space stuff.
No.
In the past, like, couple of weeks. We did watch, like...
I mean, you and I have not hung out a whole lot in the past couple of weeks.
I know. That's my fault. It really is.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I feel like it had something to do with the conversation that I was having with Amberly.
That would explain that.
And she was like, yeah, this is definitely going to make sense.
Good.
So, anyway. Oh, my gosh, Pat.
Yeah.
I just remembered. And you know why?
Because
I looked at my dresser.
Nice.
I don't remember what we were talking about. Oh, we were talking about like how cool it would be to get to go to space. And I was like, well, what the heck? We're smart. We could just build a rocket.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I think so. And she said, that looks pretty good. And she pointed at my dresser and I said, what do you mean?
She said,
that dresser, that's our rocket. And I said, yeah, I think you're right. You know what that dresser is made of?
What?
Rocket stuff.
Rocket stuff. Why is it that I look at that dresser and immediately can understand like how someone would look at it and think
it's made of rocket stuff.
I'm gonna go to space, or that's made of rocket
stuff. I'm gonna get in that and fly to space. Yeah. No, I agree. And I don't know why. It's just something about it.
It's so nutty to think about.
But I do really like the idea of like just like saying supplies for things are that thing stuff. So like, yeah, I'm gonna build a rocket today, but I still need a few supplies. Oh, like what do you need? Just rocket stuff. Do you already have some rocket stuff? Yeah, I got some rocket stuff. What, like more specifically?
Well,
it's like stuff for rockets.
Exactly.
Which I love that, because that's still vague. It's like, is it for building rockets? Do you put it in the rockets so that you can go to space? Like, what, do you already have the rocket? Like, there's so many questions left unanswered.
Someone.
I really like whenever there is like some sort of enigma or something that like you just don't totally understand. You got a couple of questions, and then when those questions get answered, they only create more and more questions. So there's this guy that comes into Schaefer every single day. In the mornings, around 8:30, 9 o'clock is when he comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And he always wearing sunglasses, always pulls up to the side of the building. When we see him walking in, we immediately start getting his coffee because, like, we know he's just getting, like, a drip coffee. And yeah. We know what he's getting. Half the time, he just comes in, throws money on the counter, and leaves and says, have a good day. And it's the thing is, he seems rude initially.
Okay.
But every once in a while, he's got a little bit of time before he has to leave, and he'll sit in there and talk. And he's very nice, very cool guy.
Nice.
But he's just like, it's just like you can't figure out, like, you just can't figure him out. He's so mysterious. You're like, what could that guy be doing? He's always in a hurry. And he never really makes eye contact. He's kind of a guy who's always looking around,
mm-hmm.
but in, like, a purposeful way, you know? He doesn't look paranoid. He looks like someone's coming for him, but, like, they're actually coming for him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't look scared. He looks ready.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I've given you a lot.
Yes, a lot, a lot.
These are my own personal thoughts about him. Do you have questions?
Honestly, you know, not as many as I expected. My main thing is just, like, I don't understand how someone can be in so big of a hurry and trust a coffee shop that much.
Well, it's just, he's just been doing it for so long. Like, that's the thing.
Oh, it's just part, like, of the cycle?
Yeah, like, he's been going there since, like, roughly not too long after they opened.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just sort of a thing. Like, he used to come in and order, like, normal, and then he started, like, calling in and being like, hey, I'll be there in 5 minutes. If you could have that ready, that'd be great. He just did it every day, so when we see him, we just make it. Like, that's just the way it works.
Man, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, so, but about this guy, I want you to ask me one question about
him. What would you like me to ask you, Brent?
No, I want you to figure it out. Like, based on what I've told you, what's a question that you have?
What does he order?
Dark roast coffee.
Just dark roast?
Yeah.
Just dark roast.
But that's
roast
information coffee. That we already had.
Yes.
So, new question. Information that we don't have yet. What's something that you would want to know about a person, like, that you just met?
That's like, what do they do? Where does he work?
Yeah, what's
his job?
He runs a ladies' boutique in Paducah.
Was that information we already had?
No.
Okay.
This
is new information.
Now, Pat.
He runs a ladies' boutique in Paducah.
Let me hit you with this.
Okay.
Do you have more or fewer questions now?
I've got a couple more. I've got more questions now than when I started. My main thing is like, he works in Paducah? This is going to be a weird fucking question. Like, I don't understand, like, if you work in Paducah, why don't you live in Paducah?
I don't know.
That's a big one. Also, ladies' boutique, you say?
Yes.
What do you got? Like, entail?
I also need to mention, he pulls up in a black car.
Okay.
He's always wearing a black coat, like all black. I said he wears sunglasses, right?
Yeah.
Sort of salt and pepper hair.
Gotcha.
He's not, like, he's a little shorter than me, but, like, I wouldn't fuck with him. You know what I mean?
Okay, gotcha.
Like, he looks tough.
Tough guy.
I just wish you could see him. But ladies' boutique. That's what he does.
Yeah.
Now, how does that not just, like,
how you do that?
I have 100 questions. I don't even know what they are.
And you're not,
like,
going to get answers.
It's just like when I found out what he did, I did not. Everything made less sense.
Everything
made less sense. But he's a great guy. I do like him a lot.
Salt of the earth.
And, like, when he sees someone that he knows, he's so friendly.
Oh, that's good.
But he just looks like he's...
Love me friendly people.
He looks like he does know how to kill you with one finger also.
Good for him. Glad.
But yeah, I love that. I don't know, Pat. What do you got?
Man, I got a new pair of boots today. I just, like, not going off on that.
Oh, yeah. Pat has been new boot goofing today.
I've been new boot goofing a little bit. Last week, I went to Peddler's Mall, and I was mainly there to help Allison find gifts for her staff. Well, actually, When I found the boots, that was not what we were there for. I wanted to get pictures in sweet motorcycle helmets that just smelled like ass and stuck to my head. My head's too big for anything, just so we're clear here. But found some boots there on that second visit.
Oh my gosh, Pat, I feel like I want to know why you went there to get pictures in motorcycle helmets.
Because when I went there the first time with her, we put the motorcycle helmets on and I was like, this would be a great photo. And then what does she do? She takes it off because it was uncomfortable and smelled funny and was fucking up her hair.
Well, you said they smelled bad, so...
No, they did. No, she was completely right to say all of those things as good reasons to take the helmet off. I was not arguing with her on that point.
Oh, it sounded like you were a little upset about it.
I was not. Like, it was... I was trying to be sarcastic.
Yeah.
It didn't work, okay?
No. Anyway.
Yep.
Please.
Each time... But no, it's
tell
like...
Tell me more.
Okay, so I go in... We do the we and this
wait. So when you went back, did she put the helmet back on?
Yes, because like she was having like a thing. Like I was just like, you know what? I want to go recreate this photo opportunity because I didn't get it the first time and I want to do it. And she was like, okay. And I like the Peddler's Mall, so it's good. So we go there, put the helmets on, and take the photo. And then like I notice each time I've gone back to the Peddler's Mall, I'm noticing more things there. Like, more things are catching my eye than I previously thought were.
Yeah.
So, like, the first time...
That's how that place is.
I know. The first time I went with her, I was mainly just like, all right, we're here looking for candles because she wants to get candles and, like, mugs and stuff. And then the second time... And then that on that one, I accidentally found the helmets. So, the second time I go, I'm there for the helmets. I find the boots. I find several, like... just little knickknack places, like little stuff for like desks and to hang on your wall and like cool, like pictures and just other shit. Then I go back this time.
Yeah.
After I found the boots and we spend the entire, like we waste like an hour and a half just scanning the store.
Oh, we weren't in there that long.
We killed like an hour.
We killed like an hour in both stores that we went to.
Yeah. But still, I noticed more stuff each time I went in.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was like, it was actively drawing.
Oh, the Peddler's Mall is a living, breathing organism.
Oh, 100%. It devours you until it decides that it is done with you. It's a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah. And it's also kind of like getting swallowed by a whale in that a lot of the things in there are going to scare you. And that's just got to be something that you're going to have to be ready for.
You got to be ready to deal with that.
Pat, you know all those booths in the Peddler's Mall that have like literal food in them?
The booths?
Booths.
Booths. Booths. I thought you said the boots, and I was like, I didn't see any boots with food in them. Where did you go?
You know, because, like, that's how it's set up. It's like a flea market. Like, you rent out the space, and then you sell your own stuff out of the space, basically.
Absolutely,
that's
yeah.
how it works. So, there are some where people sell food in them, like yes. a grocery store, like cereals and sauces and stuff. Most of those things are, like, expired by 2 years. Like, what?
It's for the scenery in your house.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway... Yeah, I guess that would actually kind of make sense because most of what's in there is decorations, you know?
Yeah, mostly.
But I don't know. All I know is the Peddler's Mall is a weird place. I found a treasure chest today. It said Cowboy Tommy on it, and I want it real bad.
It resulted in so many jokes.
Yeah.
There's a video on my Snap
story.
Well,
because I actually do really like the antique chest things, and I'm always... Every time I've gone to Peddler's Mall, whoever I've been with, I've been like, I need a chest like this. And they're like, well, what would you put in it?
I need a chest.
I need a chest like this. What would you put in it? Treasure.
What kind of treasure, you say?
I can't tell you.
Wouldn't be treasure.
Yeah. You got to find my map. And the key.
How far do you think you would get on making a map to a treasure before you were like, fuck this? You have to chart an entire location.
I think it gets
worse depending on how far you decide to bury the two things apart.
Well, the thing is, like, I think I would do all of that, but I like the way the chest looks, like that's part of it, so I'd probably just keep it in my room and then not bury it on the X.
Yep.
It'll be like a prank. Yep. And then I don't have to be super specific about the, you know?
So what hit my mind just now is like most of the treasure maps that like I've seen in like video games or like movies or literally anywhere is like isn't like a line from you are here to that place. It's just like the island or the location that the treasure is in and then a specific how to get to it on the island.
Yeah.
My mind was like somebody mapped out this is where I'm putting my treasure. this is where the note's going to be found in a bottle in the ocean. That's what my mind was doing to me. Is like how ingenious these pirates must have been and how much effort it must have taken.
No, well, and the thing was, they were hiding it to go back later for it. They weren't hiding it for someone else to find it.
Yeah, it'd be great.
They were hiding it because at the time, it was going to get stolen from them. Because they're pirates. And you know who hates pirates? Everyone. Other pirates. The government. Citizens of any nation, everyone hated pirates. So you know what they were going to do? If they could best the pirates, they're going to hit them where it hurts, in their treasure.
In their treasure.
So yeah, pirates bury treasure, then they make the map for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. But I just really...
But then they die.
They die.
Because they're pirates and everyone wants to kill them.
If pirates were smart... If
Man, pirates got it rough.
Any pirates with, like, the intuition of, oh, I'm going to die in the next, like, minute or less than that, you should pull that little map out of your pocket, eat that shit.
They could get it.
They could, but why would they look inside of you?
Because they saw you eat a treasure map.
No, they don't know yet that they're going to kill me.
Oh.
Yeah. Or just tear it the fuck up.
No, you can puzzle pieces back together.
No, pirates, no. Not with the amount I'm tearing it and eating some pieces and not eating some pieces.
Yeah, I don't think this is a good idea, Pat.
Look, I'm just...
But also, like, if you're dead, why do you care who gets your treasure?
Because fuck them. They killed me.
That's fair enough.
What would your pirate name be?
That's not very honorable, but nobody said pirates were.
No, in fact, nobody will ever say that. All right, we're doing pirate name generator.
We don't need to do a generator.
Pirate name generator.
Mine would be...
Long Bill Ginger.
I like Long Bill.
Long Bill? It wouldn't even be your own name.
Oh, that's your name.
No!
What?
My name's not Bill!
My name's not Bill either. Why'd you say that?
Because it was a joke.
Long Bill. No, I like that. My name would be...
Dale.
Just Dale?
Well, the first thing is Dale First Mate Ashes. Which is not good, but it was like, what pirate?
Man,
Captain Dale! He approaches the stern!
Ah, tremble in fear!
It is Captain Terry!
Tremble in fear, here comes Keith!
Oh, God! It's the dreaded pirate, Skyler!
Oh, no! It's Bert!
That was a deep... my esophagus did a deep suck there.
Actually, Bert could be a good pirate name.
No, it can't.
What about Blackbird?
That one, for some reason, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Now that I hear Blackbird, Bert does sound...
But here's a worse one. I figured out a pirate name that... Here, you know what we should do, Pat? We should take names and try to pirate them.
Oh, dude, this one said that your pirate name would be Crimson Smith.
I like that.
I didn't hear what you said before I did that.
I have an idea for what we can do.
Gotcha. I want
to
see what
we need to take. We need to take names, such as Bill, and turn them into pirate names, such as Long Bill.
Okay.
But they have to be hard.
Okay, so
such as Keith.
Such as Keith. Or Skyler. Mine is apparently Old No Legs McCracken.
Cool.
Oh, sorry, Captain Plankwalker McLifetaker. Toothless Bill Musket Mouth. That's why I'm toothless. My mouth is a gun.
Toothless I got no teeth on account of they all got knocked out by musket balls.
And now my mouth is a gun.
So I replaced those teeth with musket balls. And now I fire musket balls out of my teeth.
This one's fun.
I got musket ball guns in my musket ball teeth.
Leper Larry Saunders. Why Saunders? Saunders sounds like a pirate. Oh, ho, Jaeger.
Pat, how do we turn? How do
Captain
we turn?
Captain Wex Ward.
How do we turn Keith into a pirate name?
Jack Dixon. Sorry, how do we? Hold on.
That wasn't even good. That's just the name.
Keith. I tried to do it with Keith, and it just said Yellow Nancy Richards.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. Okay. What if we called him Slippery Keith Wilhelm?
I think Wilhelm might be too much.
I like Slippery Keith.
Slippery,
you know, Keith. That's got a good like silly pirate name, you know. Slippery Keith. Slippery Keith Dirt Boy.
No, definitely can't be Dirt Boy.
Slippery Keith Dirt Boy. That's him.
Brent, it can't be Dirt Boy.
Why? Pat, tell me why. Pat, if you can't tell me why, then that's the name.
Would you respect the pirate named Dirt Boy?
He's not supposed to be respected. His first name's Slippery.
So what kind of pirate is he if he's not respected?
He's low in the ranks right now, man. He's swabbing the poop deck. All right?
Well,
he's on his hands and knees with a toothbrush.
This
Pat!
One, he's on his hands. They don't have
Pat!
Toothbrushes.
I'm not even going to make eye contact with
they
you.
They don't even.
He's on his hands and knees with a toothbrush.
They did not have
he
a tooth.
He's cleaning the deck. With a small, little brush, not a big brush. And they call him Slippery because he's slipping around on the deck all day. Okay?
Okay.
And Dirt Boy because he's cleaning up all the dirt. Slippery Keith Dirt Boy.
Slippery Keith the Dirt Boy?
Not the Dirt Boy, just Dirt Boy.
Oh, so it's like his rank as a pirate?
Yeah, but pretty soon he'll be Captain Slippy.
Jacob One-Eyed Oats, the poison claw of seal bite.
The poison claw of seal bite.
Jacob, be a merciless ruler of the ocean. That's your name as a pirate name.
I got one. Brian. That's not a pirate name.
Captain Brian.
Black Brian.
Black Brian. If you add black to the beginning of it, it automatically
no,
makes
I don't think,
it sound like...
I don't think Black Brian sounds good, though. It just sounds... It's just like... It's like you started with black, and then Brian was like anticlimactic. Yep.
Finn Redlocks Rugged, the deadly fist of Cannibal
Pat,
Lake.
We want to do two different bits right now.
Finn,
that's
be
happening.
True to friends and even truer to enemies.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. Back to this thing, though. I have no idea how one would make... Brian Wexler.
Why Brian Wexler? That sounds
know.
Like a real person's name.
Okay.
Is that
so
a
no.
real person?
No. I don't know. I don't know if there's a Brian Wexler in the world. Okay. So not Wexler?
I don't feel good about it.
Nope.
What's the first word before Brian, you know?
One-eyed.
One-eyed Brian. That's not bad.
One-eyed Brian. Terror of...
I think you should do something about teeth at the end.
Terror of teeth?
No. Oh. Not terror of. One-eyed Brian. Toothbone.
Toothbone?
Toothbone.
One-eyed Brian Toothbone.
Yeah.
Why not bone teeth?
He's got one big tooth.
And he's got a singular fang.
And it looks like a bone.
It looks like a bone. Teeth are bones.
Yep. One-eyed Brian Toothbone.
Brent, your teeth look like bones.
Yeah, I know.
Your description of a long tooth that looks like a bone, your teeth look like bones.
They didn't know that.
So it's a long tooth that looks like just a long tooth.
No.
I'm picturing...
It looks like a different kind of bone, like a bone that they're used to seeing.
I'm picturing this
on their Jolly Roger.
I'm picturing one of the two front teeth.
The only bones pirates have ever seen have been on the Jolly Roger.
Okay, so
that's
like
that's a bone. They
there
don't
are
think of,
teeth
they don't
on
think
that
teeth.
Flag.
But there's also bones.
The teeth are bones!
No, these are bones, teeth.
No, I know exactly what you mean when you're saying the bones on the. You mean the like the cartoon
like a
dog bone
like a femur
bone.
Yeah
yeah like exactly like yeah. The femur.
But anyway.
I know what you mean. I just like.
No, I get it. But anyway, it's One-Eyed Brian Toothbone. I think we are out.
One-Eyed Brian Toothbone.
I think we're out of time for this bit. I think we need to do some memes.
Terror of the Seven Seas.
Anyway, I'm pretty happy. And his...
are you just picturing like Brian Thomas with like an eye patch? And a long tooth as a pirate? Because that's what I was picturing.
Honestly, no. I wasn't.
How about now?
Now I am.
How about now?
Yeah, now I am. I like it. I like what I'm seeing.
All right.
What do you think? Do you like it?
I like it. On to the memes. This first one is a picture that I sent you from Reddit. It looks like an outside photo of like a dorm window or something. And it's just got a giant fat head of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
With a speech bubble saying, do drugs. Just do drugs. So that one was good. This one that I sent you was a Twitter post. It's someone saying, what are the names of the five guys from Five Guys? And the Mountain Goats, there's a band called the Mountain Goats, responded with war, pestilence, famine, plague, and Scooter. This next one is another Reddit post with a real fat cat in a tree.
A big boy.
And it says, what is it? You've heard of Elf on the Shelf? Or something?
Yeah.
You've heard of Elf on the Shelf. Now get ready for Chonk on the Trunk. Another Reddit post. It's a little two-panel comic. A guy's pulling a gun out of his tuxedo, and he goes, I've got a license to kill. And the other man that is about to get shot pulls out a little card that says license to live on it.
Yeah. No, you can't kill him.
Yeah, it's like a reverse card in Uno or a counterspell in Magic the Gathering.
Does that mean he has to kill himself now?
That means that he can't get killed. The hitman does
and
not...
And he, too, has to kill himself, yeah.
Why does he... Wait, no.
Because it's like a
him.
Reverse card in Uno.
Oh,
yeah, when
right.
somebody plays a reverse card on you in Uno, you kill yourself. Because you didn't have another green card. And you just said Uno, and all you had was a blue 2, and there's a dang green 3 that I usually lay down.
The thing that I like the most is your just hatred of getting reversed because you said, what do you do in Uno when someone hands you a reverse card? You kill yourself because you don't have the green card in your hand. I was like, Brent must hate to have the reverse card played on him. That's where my mind went. Not you explaining that you don't have then the opposite green card to not get affected by the action. That's what I was thinking.
Anyway, what's next to me?
It's a you sent me this one. Fuck! What is wrong with us? Yeah, it's a picture of like almost like Revolutionary War times it looks like a bunch of George Washingtons. And it says, then George said, y'all can tax this dick, and started the first boogaloo.
What? He did it. He started it.
I need to throw something. Oh, my God. I don't know if I'm in.
Here, throw that. That's pretty good.
Yeah. But then it says, Boogalation 7-4.
Like the Bible, you know, where George Washington is from. Like, what?
There it is! There's nothing. That's the thing I wasn't putting together. I was laughing so hard at it already, and then I was just like, there's something else there that I keep forgetting that's going to kill me when I find out
it's
what
just
it was.
So wrong in every single way that it's just like, it just keeps getting funnier.
This next one. Fuck. This next one is a, what is it? It's not a Punnett square, It's a Punnett square?
Uh-huh.
Or did John correct us?
Oh, John was being a meme whenever he did that. Oh, that was a joke, yeah.
Okay. So it's a Punnett square of, in the top left, it's ear, and top right, it's air. And then on the side, the top is pod, and the bottom is bud.
Mm.
So an ear pod is the
old Apple, what, like just circular earbuds?
No, those
oh,
are
no, the earpods are the new Apple ones, but they still have cords.
They still have cords, yeah. That's an earpod. An AirPod,
which is what they call them.
Yeah, an AirPod is the same design as an earpod, just without the cords. It's wireless.
Yeah.
An ear
bud.
An earbud is the completely circular ones with it was actually like
yeah,
a
like
tiny
buy them at a gas station, yeah.
Exactly. You can get them anywhere. AirBud is a delightful child comedy. Starring a basketball-playing dog.
Yeah. He's really good at basketball.
I love that. Oh, God. Here's the next one. I wish to meet this. No, I don't. I don't want to meet this person.
All right.
It's a giant paw
print. I'll decide. I can't remember, but I'll decide if I want to meet this
it's
person.
It's a giant paw print on a guy's shoulder, and the text below it says, proud to be a furry. Like, as part of the tattoo text.
Yeah.
I don't want to meet that guy.
No, me neither. I don't want to meet. Yeah. Nope, I'm good.
Nope. Ooh, then there's another iteration of the dot hog.
Oh, yeah.
Which
this
is the
one,
backwards
this is,
hot dog.
This is the one that I knew we had to talk about today.
Absolutely.
Because we've talked about the dot hog. We've talked about the krill geese. And now it's time for, Pat, what time is it?
Time for bees churgers.
The bees churger.
The bees
hey, churger. If you can't figure out what the bees churger is right now, then I don't even want to talk to you.
And by the way, Beast Sugar is the last extended one that we are going to talk about.
That's not true.
It's not.
It's just the last one we found.
It's the last one we found, and it's the last one that we've been happy with, because there was also the Genit Putter and Belly.
We just I just don't like Google searching them, you know. I don't. Okay. I like to come across them organically.
Okay, I gotcha. But yeah, but this dot hog is a grilled is a grilled dot hog with the slice down the middle and the bun stuffed inside.
Oh, another dot hog.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That. Exactly. Yeah. Because that way the hot dog is actually the bun and the bun's the hot dog.
Stouffer's lasagna sweeper, hearty and cheesy. So it is a Swiffer mop, but without, instead of pads, it's a lasagna. Slippery. It's a 2-in-1 hard surface sweeping and mopping tool.
Yeah, it's slippery and cheesy.
It's hardy and cheesy.
Oh, hardy and cheesy.
Yeah.
Also slippery, like Keith.
Like Keith. There's grilled geese.
Anyway.
Trump is drowning. Guys, do you know what this means? No president, no rules.
Yeah. All right. Actually, Pat, I think we're good. We started on memes pretty late.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we were really going. We were cooking.
We were cooking. Felt good. Feels right.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's all we got for today, y'all.
That's all we got.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And, man, this one got weird, but
I'm pretty happy.
I felt pretty focused the whole time, I think. Anyway, thank you for all listening. Special thank you to Mike White and As Good As It Gets for the use of our theme song, Living Room, off of their album, Something Old, Something New. Definitely go check that out for a little bit of nice, smooth holiday vibes for you this holiday. I mean, they aren't Christmas songs, but they are good songs, and they will make you happy. So, isn't that what Christmas is all about? It's all about eating that spinach and ketchup sandwich. That's what it's all about. Anyway, so thanks to those guys. Pat, what's our random fact about Mike White this week?
Oh, man. Well, we already did the Mike White is Krampus, so we can't really do that one, can we?
No, that would be the same thing.
Shit. Mike White is the shriveled raisin baby Jesus. The goopy raisin baby.
All right. Thanks for listening, and make sure that you tell your friends.
And loved ones.
Yeah.
Those that you would take to an interaction activity scene.
Anyway,
sponsored.
Man, that was that is the worst idea and the dumbest we've ever sounded on the internet, period.
Sponsored by Black and Decker Auto Tools.
Dude, Black and Decker's gonna sue us.
Dude, I want that.
I'm not afraid.
I want that cease and desist letter, and I wanted to frame it on my desk. Black and Decker asks that you stop asking them to sponsor your reverse nativity scene.
But we'll use Black and Decker to build the manger.
We ask that you use different power tools. Perhaps Stanley.
We already bought the billboard.
Well, you're gonna have to take that down. Or get in contact with Stanley Tools real fast.
Okay. We'll contact Stanley Tools. Ring rings. Hello, Stanley Tools.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hi. So, Black and Decker wanted me to ask you if it was okay if they sponsored my live nativity scene.
How dare they? I will sponsor the nativity scene.
Oh, you do want to sponsor it?
Yes.
See, I thought if I just asked you for permission, you'd just give me permission to run someone else's company.
Absolutely. Absolutely not.
Wait, so you want to sponsor it?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'll send you an email.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. I need tools. And
how many?
I need someone who knows how to build a manger and a stable.
Hold on. My stable boy is coming in here.
Your stable boy. Whoa, yeah, the stable boy, huh?
Yes, I built it with Stanley Tools.
Oh, ring, ring, stable boy. You're the stable boy. Come, stable boy. What is recording? Well, who am I doing? I'm holding a phone, and we know what recording is.
You're you.
Oh. stable boy. I shot playing a character. Anyway, will you build the stuff?
Yes.
It's a deal.
He doesn't speak English. He only nodded.
Will you buy our Black & Decker billboard and put up one with your tools on it?
Yes, how much of it do we have to change? Can we just slap our name across the Black and Decker part?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Cool, just we'll make sure to spray paint the orange blue, and then we'll slap our name on it.
All right, sounds, yep.
You know, for a company called Black and Decker, they really use a lot of orange. Hey, what color orange do you think Decker is?
Well, look at the tools.
It's that color orange. You nailed it. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mr. Stanley. Goodbye. Enjoy your remaining years.
I love when my son calls me.